Good day, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Dreams Warp, the podcast that helps you sculpt your dreams into reality. For this episode, you know what day it is. It's Tuesday. That means it's time for Tuesday Taoism. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. Hey there, listener. I hope the content on this podcast helps you in your spiritual practice and that it provides inspiration and motivation for you today. You know, I make next to nothing on this podcast, financially speaking, although there are other rewards that I receive and find extremely valuable. If you're able and willing, consider offering a small monetary donation every month. You can do as little as $1 per month or as much as $10 per month. This would be much appreciated and very supportive. I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen. If you are interested in becoming a supporter, just look for a link in the description of the podcast. You'll find it there. Click that link and sign up to become a supporter today. Thanks again. All right, Tuesday Taoism. For those of you brand new to this podcast, I want to say thanks for checking it out. This podcast presents to you lots of different material content meant to help you in your practice of manifesting your dream life, making dreams come true, living an overall happier day-to-day life. And here we talk about law of attraction, we talk about Taoism, we talk about Zen, we talk about psychotherapy. That is my background. I am a psychotherapist, been doing that for about 15 years. And so I pull all this information together to, like I said, hopefully help you in your practice of just spiritual development and mastery over your mind. And a big part of that is this series, Tuesday Taoism. For those of you who are not aware, Taoism is based on a book called the Tao Te Ching, written 2,500 to 3,000 years ago in China. And it's a book of ancient Chinese wisdom, supposedly, depending on who you ask, is written by a hermit who lived at that time. But some historians have said that this is actually a collection of writings from multiple people. Interesting history, Taoism is that, when Buddhism came from India into China, and China, the two popular schools of thought at the time were Confucianism and Taoism. And it is said that Buddhism at that time merged with Taoism and became Zen Buddhism, which happens to be what I practice. And I just find it's amazing the material that comes out of this book and out of a Zen sort of philosophy when it comes to untying knots of resistance, getting off that mouse wheel in our minds, becoming more present, focused, becoming more grateful, and most importantly, becoming more aware of our conscious connection to Source. So this particular translation, obviously, the book being that old, written in ancient Chinese, it's been translated hundreds, if not thousands of times, and I'm reading a translation by a gentleman named Stephen Mitchell. I've read a lot of different translations, and this one is my favorite. We are up to chapter 37, week 37 of Tuesday Taoism. So I'm going to go ahead and read this to you, and then we will discuss it a little bit. We have kind of a pretty maybe shocking final statement in this one that I want to talk about and definitely address, because it presents a very interesting sort of paradox. So let me just read it, and then I'll talk about it a little bit more. Okay, so this is chapter 37, Tao Te Ching, translated by Stephen Mitchell. The Tao never does anything, yet through it, all things are done. If powerful men and women could center themselves in it, the whole world would be transformed by itself, in its natural rhythms. People would be content with their simple everyday lives in harmony and free of desire. When there is no desire, all things are at peace. And that's the end of that chapter there. And like I said, especially if you are coming from a law of attraction perspective, that ending presents a little bit of a dilemma. And I love talking about this kind of stuff because I feel that, as usual, as I've said many times here and on the YouTube channel, words are very limiting when you are trying to use them to talk about source, manifesting, spiritual stuff, awakening, enlightenment. Why? Because language is based on a conceptual mind. It's based on the thinking, rational, linear, problem-solving mind, which I talk so much about here on this podcast. And language changes over time. Meanings that we place on words change over time. We even have two individuals who could put a completely different meaning or connotation onto the same word, even though we're all living in the same historical time period. So I say all that to say this: language will never, words, concepts will never get you to the true living experience of source, okay? High self, source. And I see a good example of this here with the way this little chapter ends, where he says, and free of desire, when there is no desire, all things are at peace. So let's talk about that. Let's get right into that. I want to go for the jugular here and talk right about that statement or those couple of statements. First, let's look at this from this angle. In Law of Attraction, we talk about desire a whole lot, right? And we talk about using certain processes, certain techniques to manifest our desires. Abraham Hicks talks a lot about desire, launching rockets of desire. And desire, as I recently discussed on my IQ series, that's the inspirational quotes, I recently featured an episode on Abraham Hicks. You should check that out. It's here on the podcast. It's also on the YouTube channel. But one of her quotes, and I may be paraphrasing it here, may not be getting the exact wording, but she basically said, we ask with our desire and we block or allow with our belief. And this is a topic that could be talked about for quite a while, and it's about shifting from desire to intention. That is a very important shift. And it's a subtle thing, language-wise, but it is such an important shift because many individuals, I believe, get trapped in desire. So when we talk about shifting from desire to intention, this is really about shifting, vibrationally speaking, using Law of Attraction terms, it's about shifting from pleading, asking, begging, desiring, which, of course, subconsciously continues to affirm that the thing is not here yet, right? If I'm desiring it, it's because it's not here, obviously, right? And it's important to shift from that energy to one of intention, of I am intending for this now. I am intending for this to come. I 100% believe that this particular change is coming in my life, whatever it is that you want to manifest. Very, very important distinction to make between desire and intention. And that's one of the reasons I really like this quote by Abraham Hicks, because it's very, very clear. And what it's saying is that we ask, with obviously, and I heard, forgot when it was, a few years ago must have been, and I alluded to it briefly maybe once here on a previous podcast episode, how I had heard a Zen master speak about desire, and he was very clear. He said, there's no such thing as a human being that is free from desire. It's like in our makeup, right? Even if you're desiring food, that's a desire. Even if you're desiring enlightenment, that's a desire. Even if you're desiring to help others, that's a desire. So even the most enlightened minds still have desires. Now, the quality of the desires may change, the aim of the desires may change, but that's our makeup, the way we are built, is that we have desires. But the key thing is, and I think it's what is being discussed in this little chapter, is that are we getting stuck in those desires? Are we getting very common word used in the Buddhism world, you know, is attached. Is that, is there, again, just like where I started, are we on that mouse wheel in our minds about that desire? Oh, why isn't this coming? Oh my God, I don't understand. I'm doing all these techniques. I don't know, maybe I should double up. Maybe I need to look up some more information on this. Why is this not coming? I've been trying so hard. Why do I have so much resistance? That is all good examples of being in that vibration. And so easy, it's happened to me, I'm sure it's happened to many of us, to get stuck there, to get stuck in that vibration. So we want to shift into intention, right? Into taking that action, into being in faith, in knowing that this is something that's going to manifest. This is an area of my life where I'm going to see growth. This is an area where I'm going to change. So it's very important to get into that shift, going from desire to intention. Now, another angle here, okay, to look at this, is that there are, you can say, what's the right word? Coming from a law of attraction perspective, I guess, it's about a healthy desire, which is, this is something that's coming out of passion, out of inspiration, out of wanting to grow, wanting to bring value into this world. That's a healthy desire, more than likely coming from source. And there are also desires that are very desperate, very anxious based, are very, very needy, are very like they have an energy of constriction to them, right? And those are types of desires where you may run across a lot more resistance. Doesn't mean you can't manifest it. It just means you may run across a lot more resistance. So again, it's so funny how when you look at a simple word like desire, and you really, really look at it very, very carefully, very, very closely, especially depending on what time period you're looking at it from and what culture you're looking at it from and the different connotations we can put on that word, the word can take on a lot of different meanings. So I interpret this out of this chapter, right, where he says there's no desire, all things are at peace. I see it as that clinging, anxious, oh, please, 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 I have to have this, I have to have this. Of course, when you're in that state, there's no peace. You're not at peace. And it's so, it's a subtle move. But when you are in intention, when you are in alignment, then you are at peace. You are at peace because you have made that shift within yourself. So very interesting how it's put in this chapter. And I think it's important to highlight those different types of desire and what he could be discussing. And plus, there, I remember when I first, you know, I had already had a little bit of exposure to some of the Taoism the Taoism type philosophy before I ever discovered Law of Attraction. So when I first heard Law of Attraction, it seemed to contradict so much of what I had already kind of been learning. And it took quite a long time for me to learn how to reconcile these two and realize that they actually work incredibly well together. But they're at first glance, when you see a sentence like that, free from desire, all things are at peace. Well, that's so against what Law of Attraction teaches. This is Law of Attraction says desires are good. We want to manifest our desires. That's how we feel good. So it's really about redefining how we look at desire. And when you do that, you find that they actually blend together very, very well. Now, let me pause here for a quick second for a word from a sponsor, but I want to come back to talk to you about the beginning of this chapter. I'll be right back. All right, you all, thank you for your patience. I am back. So I really want to discuss these first two lines because to me, this is just like my favorite kind of sentence here, where the author says, "The Tao never does anything, yet through it, all things are done." I love the paradoxical nature of that statement. And to me, this brings up something that is, I don't know how much it's talked about in Law of Attraction circles, but it's so profound and it could really make such a difference. It made a huge difference, put it this way, it made a huge difference for me in my practice. So I want to share it here with you. If you've been listening for a while, you may have heard something like this before, but just bear with me here, because one of the things that we talk a lot about, where people, again, another area where people tend to get stuck when it comes to manifesting using, you know, Law of Attraction techniques, things like that, is action versus non-action, inspired action, desperate action. You know, do I need to, is this the right action? When is it time to let go? When am I doing too much action? And I did a whole video on this on YouTube. I probably also did a podcast episode, but I don't remember. I really don't. It's been months and months and months, and I don't remember. It's been a little while if I did talk about it. But the idea is here is where is that sweet spot, right? Between action and non-action, between holding on and letting go. Man, that is the million-dollar question, isn't it? We want to find that sweet spot, and it does exist. There is a sweet spot, and that is where you arrive at this inspired action. Now, what is inspired action? In the Taoism circles, Taoism philosophy, it's referred to as Wu Wei. You can look that up. W-U-W-E-I, Wu Wei. Lots of interesting material. If you Google that, those two words. But the idea is inspired action or action, non-action merging into one. And how does this work? Well, the thing is this. When you are, again, looking at this from law of attraction terms, when you are vibrationally very, very high, meaning that you are automatically aligning with the best that every moment has to offer, which requires, you know, obviously a very clear mindset, and I believe requires a lot of cultivation, you know, meditation practice, mindfulness, helping others, you know, eating well, diet. It really requires a whole lifestyle, not just, you know, oh, I'm just going to think positive, and you know, it's not quite that simple. But when you really have cultivated that state and you are quote unquote working on manifesting something, when you are at that state, any action you take is going to feel like non-action. Every action becomes infused with that same vibration, and it just comes so naturally, so effortlessly, that it's like you didn't have to think about it at all. It's almost as if you've ever watched like a master musician play an instrument, they're not really thinking, oh, what should I play next? Should I do it here? Should I do it there? Should I let go now? Should I go more on this note? No, it's all just flowing. It's just flowing. And I think in the video that I did, I called it the flow state, is getting into that state, vibrationally speaking. That's the ideal place. So that's what he's talking about here in these first two lines. The Tao never does anything, yet through it, all things are done. So it's again, using the words, using the paradox to describe this sweet spot, is that there is no doing. When you're in that kind of vibration and that kind of alignment, nothing feels like doing, but yet everything is getting done. You don't even have to think about it. That is a miraculous place to be. And we, you know, there's some days where I feel in that zone and there's some days where I don't. But I do know that when I am very, you know, consistent with my meditation, with my mindfulness, with my exercising, with my diet, with, you know, I'm very, very, you know, working a lot on my inner, on myself, it's so much easier. Everything feels much, much, much easier and much more in rhythm and much more in that flow, in that zone. It's wonderful. And he even goes on to say here, if powerful men and women could center themselves in it, the whole world would be transformed by itself in its natural rhythms. People would be content with their simple everyday lives in harmony. And then he goes on to where the two lines where I started, free of desire. So excellent chapter. Really, really liked it. So much to draw out of these few words. I hope that you found it helpful as well in your practice. Hope it inspires you today. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. I'll be bringing you another Law of Attraction episode, Law of Attraction sort of technique episode. Also, be sure to go on to the YouTube, search for Dreams Warp. If you ever want to leave me any comments, concerns, questions, you could always find any one of my videos. Just post a comment under there. Say, hey, I just heard your podcast, had a question, comment, concern about this. On YouTube, you will also find in the description of all my videos, you'll find a link to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, where I do post 1 minute motivational videos a couple times a week. You may find those very helpful. You'll also find a link to a free subliminal. You should go get that right away. Absolutely free. And finally, you'll find a link in case you want to book any one-on-one time with me to ask questions, chit-chat, or do full-on coaching. Again, I want to thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you all in the next episode.